of the many reasons that I like Jesus so much is that he, like me, likes food. There are many stories about him eating with folks, all kinds of folks, rich and poor and outcast and stranger. And he references food in his teachings a lot, too. Most notably, of course, is his invitation to remember him every time we break bread together. Food and drink are metaphors for spiritual sustenance. And eating together is a holy act of intimacy. When teaching the crowds one day, he told them, Jesus told them, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry. And whoever trusts in me will never be thirsty. That's a high claim. That's a powerful promise. Another time in his travels, Jesus broke all kinds of social norms when he approached a Samaritan woman beside a well and asked her to give him a drink. The Samaritan woman asked, why do you, a Jewish man, ask for something to drink from me, a Samaritan woman? And Jesus responded, if you recognized God's gift and who is saying to you, give me some water to drink, you would be asking him and he would give you living water. The woman said to him, sir, you don't have a bucket and the well is deep. Where would you get this living water? You aren't greater than our father Jacob, are you? He gave this well to us, and he drank from it himself, as did his sons and his livestock. Jesus answered, everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again, but whoever drinks from the water that I will give will never be thirsty again. The water that I give will become in those who drink it a spring of water that bubbles up into eternal life. Despite all the social and political norms to the contrary, Jesus connected with that woman who was considered foreign to his people and an outsider even to her own people. He invited folks into a relationship that was much more than transactional, much deeper than, if you do what I say, you will be blessed. Some of you have probably heard of Henry Nouwen and maybe read some of his books. He's one of the great spiritual writers of our time. And he tells the story of a time when a wealthy banker contacted him about giving a very large gift to the L'Arche community where Henry lived with folks with developmental disabilities. The man was very serious. It was a very generous gift he was planning. So he and Henry sat over lunch one day talking about what this man wanted to give to the community. But as Henry Nouwen listened, he sensed that there was really something more that the wealthy man wanted that he wasn't talking about. Finally, after a measure of trust had built up between the two of them, the man admitted that really the money was just a ruse, an excuse. What he really wanted was to get to know Henry Nouwen too. And so Henry agreed to have lunch with him from time to time. And the whole relationship changed. Henry Nouwen said, "Only through the poverty of the rich can the kingdom of God develop." In other words, blessed are the poor in spirit. When we who already have so much admit and acknowledge what we truly need, deeper relationships, deeper community, deeper faith become possible, and it will give us life. We all get thirsty. I'm thirsty right now. We all get hungry. We all need food and drink, of course. But we need so much more than food and drink. We need community, of course. But we need even more than that. We need purpose and meaning in our lives. We need resilience and wisdom and strength to get through the most difficult times of life, whether it's life-threatening illness, deep grief and loss, betrayal, abuse, trauma. We need spiritual resources that can see us through the hardest times in our lives. And just food and water won't do it. It's not enough. Community will help, but we do need even more. We are thirsty for the water of life that will quench our deepest thirst. We are hungry for the bread of life that will transform us and guide us and help us overcome. We are hungry for a deep, life-giving relationship with the source of life, the Holy One, the Divine Spirit, that will reconcile us and make us new. And so the prophet asks, "Why do you spend your money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which does not satisfy? Everyone who thirsts, come to the waters. And you that have no money, come and buy and eat. Come, buy wine and milk without price, without money. Listen carefully to me and eat what is good and delight yourself in rich food." There's a beautiful song by the great Canadian folk singer Ron Sexsmith called "Gold in Them Hills." I don't know if any of you know it. It's a beautiful song. Here's what the first line and chorus say. "I know it doesn't seem that way, even though, I know it doesn't seem that way, but maybe it's the perfect day, even though the bills are piling and maybe Lady Luck ain't smiling. But if we'd open our eyes, we'd see the blessings in disguise, that all the rain clouds are fountains, though our troubles seem like mountains. There's gold in them hills. There's gold in them hills. So don't lose heart. Give the day a chance to start." The things that we already value about being part of a faith community have so much more to give us if we're willing to see and wait and receive. We all come to church for various reasons. Many of us come, first of all, for community, for friendship and connection. Some of us come because it's a practice that's deeply embedded in our lives, a lifelong habit. Some of us come because we want to connect with God, to pray and meditate and learn. Some of us come for encouragement and hope for the coming week. And most of us come for a combination of these reasons and others, no doubt. But today I want to invite you to consider an even deeper reason why you're here. The crowds who followed Jesus looked for healing, for hope, for forgiveness, for liberation, and he invited them to receive even more, so much more. He invited that woman at the well to receive life-giving water and deep connection with the source of life. Christ invites us to walk the highway, the path of transformation. Hear everyone who thirsts, come to the waters, and you that have no money, come buy and eat. Why do you spend your money for that which is not bread and your labor for that which does not satisfy? Friends, let us eat what is good and delight ourselves in rich food. For God wants to give us so much more than we can even ask or imagine. Thanks be to God.